We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, Detroit Lions.
They got my ear, Mooch.
What's up, Mooch? He's now an analyst on the NFL Network. That's the first time we talked to him in 2020. Moochie, we miss you. Matt Steinmetz, Bonta Hill, Ryan Covey.
What a season, huh? Jeez, it's been crazy.
Oh, it's been wild. It's been wild, and it looks like the Chiefs are the cream of the crop right now in the month of September, but we'll see how things play out here. Cam Newton in New England, Russell Wilson's on fire, and these 49ers who are beat up, had an impressive trip in New York, beating up on the Jets and the Giants, and they did it with Nick Mullins. And we'll just start right there, Boots, with the backup quarterback, Nick Mullins stepping in, and the Niners didn't miss a beat on offense, even without George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, and Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, Mostert and Tevin Coleman, and I mean, just on and on and on. And I don't know if you guys watch Total Access and NFL Network on Mondays. So we do a segment called Moochie's Man of the Week. And so it's, I didn't make that up. Anyway, so it's about a coach that I think did a good job. And this week it was Kyle Shanahan. And I mentioned that, you know, for him to go east, all right, for a 10-day road trip, which we don't do very often in this league, and play in MetLife Stadium, which they don't like playing because there's turf seems to be crazy, and with all those injuries, and come out of there with a 30-burger against the Jets and another 30-burger against the Giants with half your starters missing is just unprecedented. It's crazy. They were so impressive in my mind. Every one of the backups played like a darn starter. And they didn't skip a beat on so many levels. And, you know, they still have a lot of guys hurt. And so are the Eagles coming in. And that's one of the things this year with all the, you know, the reduced training camp and whatnot. And, you know, we thought, well, it might be a sloppy September because of a lack of practice. But what we're noticing, it seems just like there's a lot of injuries to key players, you know. And boy, did the 49ers get the injury bug.
Steve, is there a part of a backup coming in and playing as well as Mullins did? Is there a downside to that if you're the head coach in terms of maybe planning something in your head that wasn't necessarily there?
You know, Nick started six games a year and a half ago when Jimmy got hurt. Played pretty darn well. Hell, he had 400 and some yards passing in one game, and he did some really good things for a youngster. And I got to know him a little bit when you know we do these the Down syndrome football camp right over at Valley Christian High School, and Nick Mullins and Kittle and Staley and all these guys would come over and help us, and that's where I got to know these guys personally a little bit better. And I've been a fan of Nick Mullins, not because he's a good guy and he does things like that, but, man, when he plays, he's gritty, he's tough, he seems like he's a good decision maker, he looks like he can make all the throws, short, intermediate, and long. He looks like he has a command of Kyle's offense, and he's got some leadership skills, and now, is that a bad thing? No, it's not. You want all your guys to play well. The only downside is, you know, like when I got on and I started listening to you guys talking about maybe there's a controversy over here with the quarterbacks. I mean, when you have running backs playing well or receivers all playing well, that's one thing. It's good. But when you have two quarterbacks playing well, do you end up in a situation like the Chicago Bears where everybody's looking over their shoulder and going, God, I wonder what's going to happen next game or next year? And so right now, Jimmy Garoppolo's the starter, and I like Jimmy. I think, heck, he brought him to the Super Bowl last year. And Nick will hold down the fort until Jimmy's healthy, and they better hope they both play well because they're gonna need them both.
Coach, how much has the quarterback position evolved even since you were rocking the headset? I mean, I feel like the traditional pocket passer that GMs used to covet 10, 20 years ago, those are kind of making way now for these more mobile quarterbacks. I know it's a lot more spread offense, and, you know, the offenses are so much more high-powered. How much what's been the most noticeable change for you as far as quarterback play in the NFL, even in the last, you know, 5 years?
Yeah, so there is a noticeable difference. And so, and right now we're seeing it. We're scoring more points, 51 points a game, which is higher than ever before, okay?
Right.
And in a year where we thought maybe the defenses would have the advantage early in the season because of lack of training camp, that's not the case. I mean, these offenses are so wide open. We're in shotgun most of the time now. We are throwing the ball more than ever. The rules say we should do that. The rules allow offensive linemen to get pretty grabby with their hands. We protect the quarterback in and out of the pocket. We protect receivers. We let them run free. And so it's all of those rules say, let's throw the ball more. And half the teams don't even have a fullback. And so they don't play smash mouth anymore. And so it's a wide open thing. We in the National Football League get what comes to us. Okay. So if there's all these athletic kind of quarterbacks that have come up in spread offenses, which that's what we're getting more times than not, and that's what the colleges are getting more times than not in the high schools. So many, you go to watch Texas high school football, everybody's in the spread, and that's what they do. And you know, there's a little bit of wing T left, and there's a little bit of option left, and there's a little bit of smash mouth left, but man, even the rules in high school and in college say throw the ball more. So that's what we're doing. That's going to be the sign of the times. So all the passing records and receiving records and interception records and sack records are going to fall because of the frequency of the passes that are called. And, man, we got a lot of good young quarterbacks in our league, a lot of good ones.
No doubt. Steve Mariucci here on BSNG on 95.7 The Game. Of course, Mooch, a former head coach of the San Francisco 49ers and Detroit Lions. Now you can catch him on NFL Network. He is a star on TV. You just got to calm down Michael Irvin a little bit. The playmaker is hyped up, man. He's got to pace himself, Mooch. Well, we just got a report here real quick, Mooch, of Jimmy G not practicing today. D4 is not practicing. So Jimmy Garoppolo not practicing. But just on the quarterbacks, because you talk about all the young quarterbacks, and Kyler Murray's in the NFC West. And I wonder, in your mind, whether or not Arizona is ready to make that leap with a young quarterback. Is that where we're going here with the mobile quarterbacks? Or in those big games, we saw Monday night, Patrick Mahomes made throws from the pocket. Lamar Jackson at times struggled from the pocket. Is it still a pocket quarterback game, or have we moved on to the mobile quarterback to where you need to make some plays with your legs?
So when we look at a lot of the positions, guys, in our league, we're looking for versatility. All right? We're looking for versatility, for example, for a running back. Well, you don't just play running back in the I formation anymore. You better be able to block a little bit. You better be able to pick up blitzes. You better be able to go out in a slot like Christian McCaffrey and Alvin Kamara. You better play receiver sometimes. And all of those things, versatility. Well, we want that out of our quarterback, too. Most of the time, if you've got a pocket passer, a la Tom Brady, Phillip Rivers, Big Ben. Big Ben will get out of there and move around a little bit. But that style of quarterback used to be very, you know, frequent. And that's what we got coming up, and that's what our quarterbacks look like. And now we're asking them to run zone read, RPOs, movement. Now, Bill Walsh was ahead of times because the West Coast offense, if you had a Steve Young, Joe Montana, or if you had a guy like Andy Reid went over with Donovan McNabb, and you know, we had Jeff Garcia and the guys that could throw from the run and move and get out of the pocket and change the launch point. That was cool back in the day. Well, now it's becoming commonplace. This guy better be able to. Now, we don't want runners that maybe can throw the ball once in a while. We want passers. We got to have passers that additionally can run. I was a little bit surprised Lamar Jackson had a tough day at the office against the Chiefs. He's as good a runner as we've ever had at quarterback, and he's been really improved in the passing game. I love his progression. But, boy, he had a tough day. He threw for 97 yards. And so every now and then, you're gonna have a day like that. But most of these young quarterbacks coming up have been guys that are dual-threat quarterbacks, and the millennials, the young quarterbacks, that's what they've been doing since youth football. They're runners and passers and leaders and do it all, and they're athletes and they're multiple sport guys, and boy, that's going to make it fun. High scoring, shotgun, that's how we're going to play the game.
Moots, so good to hear from you. We'll catch you on TV on Sunday and Monday. I know Michael Irvin was a lone wolf picking the Chiefs against the Baltimore Ravens.
You gotta get kicking myself. That's the first time I ever picked away from Andy Reid. You know, we kind of grew up.
That's your boy.
And I go, I got to pick his opponent one time this year. So I thought maybe Baltimore would do something. They just beat him down. I wasn't even. Patrick Mahomes had 300 and some yards at halftime and 27 points. I went, oh, my God, I can't believe what I'm seeing. This team, I didn't think could get better. They got better.
Man, Andy Reid looks like he's going to be coaching that young man for a long, long time. Big Red's got to be happy with Mahomes. Mooch, so good to hear from you. We'll do it again soon. Have fun this Sunday for week number four. Thanks for the time today, Mooch.
Good talking to you. And, yeah, we'll talk soon, okay? Keep it going.
Absolutely. Steve Mariucci, former Niners head coach here on 95.7. The game will keep that rolling. By the way, I want to bring something to the table here. A headline I just saw Steiny and Covey about Kevin Durant. This is a little bit weird. We'll get into that in a second.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.